can show it to you, but I tell you, just for me it's easier.
Okay, let's begin.
What do you want from me? Do you have
just a story about why you get there and so? Okay, so can you just tell me your name and your background?
Okay. Hi, my name is Jonathan. I am 26. I'm working on the OLPC Nursing Combat Deployment Pilot since 2009. I'm a member volunteer of OLPC France, the French grassroots of OLPC, and I'm very happy of that.
And you're a student or you have a job?
No, I'm a former student.
Yeah.
For very short years, I'm working now. I am working in the retails.
Okay. But you do not get money for working for OLPC.
Not at all.
You do that in your free time.
I do it during free time, and also I am responsible of the fundraising of the project. It means that I am the guy who looks for the money to get the XOs, to get the money to.
But even for looking for money and getting money for XO, you get no money yourself.
No, not at all.
Very cool.
Yes, great. Yes, I'm a real volunteer. So
you had a very good speech yesterday.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy you enjoyed it.
And I'm interested in the background. What did you do before deciding to go into a little island near Madagascar to putting XOs in the jungle?
Yes.
So what? Who motivated you to do that?
It's not only people, because yes, for sure, people motivate me. For example, great people did something like revolutionaries or peace messages people.
And so you was in your early 20s and thinking, oh, I have not done a big thing in my life.
Yes, and also I was thinking to myself, I want to do something.
Okay.
I want to act for more justice around the world.
Okay.
This is the concept. And so so I was very inspired by guys who did incredible things, and also by the fact that when you want to do something, you have to organize yourself and take the time to do it, and get a very strong determination. And when you want, you do. So that's why my motivation at the beginning. So I was a student in Paris, La Sorbonne, learning history, law. And then I went to a business school to learn marketing.
So you had no technical background?
Not at all. I'm using a computer since I'm quite young, because I'm 26, so I was using computer when I was maybe like 10 at school with a few things.
And you will describe yourself as a programmer or as a hardware guy?
I'm just a user guy. Maybe I know very few things about hardware and software to use my own computer.
But you're not building radios in your free time? Or
no, but within the OLPC project, I began to do more and more things. For example, I've been training and I can open and disassemble totally XO, change the screen, change the touchpad.
Very good, yes.
Yes, actually, an XO, I can do things. On my own computer, I can also, change some components on the motherboard and stuff, but I'm not very good at that, but I'm interested. And so so I went to this project with the idea of giving XOs to children living in an island, which is Nosikomba, northwest of
Madagascar. And this is a little
Madagascar.
Island near Madagascar?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And I went to this island since I am 20, because this is the year when I decided, it was 2006, the year when I decided to commit in some humanitarian project. And at that time, there were no XO, no OLPC projects.
At this time, you know about XO?
I didn't know about XO in 2006, but I learned about it in 2008.
So you go to Madagascar to help another volunteer project there?
Exactly. Okay. I don't know if you remember, but yesterday, during the conference of our speech, we were on Skype with some men. So this man is my friend Stefano Palazzi. He runs a global development project on Nosikomba since 1992.
Okay.
He did a lot of buildings, water, electrical, and social infrastructures in order to help the people.
You met him in Madagascar?
I met him in 2006.
Okay.
I decided that I will continue to commit in the project in Nosikomba with him. And that's the way everything began for me, with the humanitarian, with Nosikomba in Madagascar. 2008, I heard about OLPC and said to my friend Stefano when I was on the island with him, I want to give computer to the children. He said, well, you know, I'm glad you tell me because I was waiting for you to tell me that you're going to be in charge of that because you're young, younger than me. You know about the electronics or informatic and computers.
And was there on this little island any computers at all
for the time,
in school children? Or?
No, nothing.
And was it in the bigger hotels or shops where computers?
Well, in hotels or in some rich people houses, for sure, there were computers.
Okay.
But
not in schools?
Not in schools at all.
Okay.
No. So he told me, well, yes, let's go. I said to him, we're going to take some IXOs because I think IXO is the best computer for children we can find. He said, well, okay. And so I went to France, trying to connect with OLPC people, met the OLPC president, OLPC France president, Lionel.
So as you did this decision to bring OLPCs to Madagascar, you was not even in the OLPC movement of France?
Not
okay.
yet. I went to the movement because I wanted IXOs.
Okay, I see.
Yes. And so I found the French connection with the French grassroots, with OLPC France and the president, Lionel, and we decided together to make it. So we were looking for money to buy the first 100. We had a very good help from a TV show.
Okay.
With 7 million people audience on a morning.
So this was national TV?
Yes, national TV, yes. The show called Télématin, a very, very famous French speaker. And so after that, we found the money. Some very good sponsor gave us a call and said, we like what you do. How much do you need? So we get the money. And we did so many things also, because it was not totally enough, but well, you know, fundraising. And we get it, and we did it, and we went on Nasikomba. We put the 100 computers. 1 year after that, 60 computers more, because more children arrived between the first and second year. And now it makes 2 years that the children have the computers, are working with the teacher. Teachers change a lot, the state of mind, their acceptance of the IXO. And so it works very well. We made movies of children using the IXO.
Is this movie with the dancing children?
No. We made real, because this is just a show.
This is a video clip.
We made a real movie of children, not movie. We made some, you know, we filmed.
We video filmed them. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
While they were using the computer with the children and the teacher. And so we have that, all this content, and we're going to spread it on the web soon. So I let you know, you'll give me, we'll exchange the email, and then you'll be able to watch about that. And so what we did in 2011, after the 2 years of the 160 XO now, and all the discussion about the pedagogical
and
aspect.
If I get that right, on this little island,
Nosy Komba,
there are 4 schools. And you?
No, there are 6 schools.
6 schools, elementary schools?
Yes.
And you was deploying the XOs in one school?
Only in one, yes.
In one,
one village, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because they are not the same context in the other villages, it's not not the same kind of development.
And you had this friend of yours there and the infrastructure?
Yes, exactly. And so in 2011, we decided to start the Wi-Fi project.
So to get internet to your IXOs?
Absolutely.
And before that, you had on some kind of school server to make some sites offline?
Since 2010, we have a school server, and it was used to make the backups.
Okay.
So you can find on a website called IXO Nosikomba, something like that. I'll give you the address of the blog. You can see all the content from the backups of the IXO after 1 year of being deployed in Nosy Komba. So you can watch all of this content, text, video.
But basically, if I understand it right, this was a very remote village in a remote small island. You had a school server and XOs, but to give in internet content, you have practically fly in the internet content with USB sticks to the school server. You had no internet connection from this school to the outside.
No, there were no connection.
So you made an offline dump of Wikipedia or something and installed it on
the server? Actually, the school server was the first step before the Wi-Fi. That's why we brought the school server in 2010, and we tried to run it. because you know it's very different context, weather and climate and stuff. So to run a school server means a normal computer.
So before the school server, you had only the XOs and the programs that were installed on the XOs.
Exactly.
But the XOs were connecting each other with mesh. So
Yes, they can. This was possible.
So you had a real isolated net of schoolchildren.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. This is so true. And so this year we came with this Wi-Fi project. And so the head of this project is Xavier Carcel, who is one of the fondator of OLPC France. And he's a Wi-Fi expert. Went with his friend Stéphane Pouillot, with who he worked on the very famous electrical brand called EDF. A few years ago, and so they decided to rebuild their team of two to make this volunteer project, and so they decided to make a 12 kilometers Wi-Fi connection.
But Wi-Fi means no line in the
no
air.
No line. It means you use two antenna.
Okay. But you need a direct line of sight between the antennas.
Yes, exactly.
Antennas.
You need to be able to see.
Okay.
Where you launch the signal and when you receive it.
Okay.
That's why on some picture you can see on the web, I think, you'll see the hotel roof from which we are sending the signal and the island of Nosikamba where we receive it.
And this was the main village or town of the island with the hotel?
No.
This was the center? No.
What did you say? I didn't get it. Sorry.
I get from you yesterday from your talk. You was making an office in the hotel.
Oh, yes.
To start a business to have an official internet connection.
Yes, it was not to start a business. It was an excuse.
Yeah.
In order to open very quickly the Wi-Fi connection in Nosy Be, I said I'm going to have an office.
Okay.
On some roof, on some hotel,
okay.
And some
okay.
You know last.
So you were renting office space in a hotel.
Kind of exactly.
And this is normal there that you go to hotels for making an office.
This
for
is
an
normal.
NGO? This is a normal way of doing. Or
no. This is kind of it's awkward.
Okay.
And it was in order to make it very quickly, and so I took a decision quite strange, but finally we find an agreement with the hotel taker. Older, so.
But this hotel was not near the school. It was
no. This hotel. I think on some picture you'll see it easier. But the hotel is on the main island of Nosy Be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nosikamba is kind of 10 to 15
so it was
kilometers.
Even on another island.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on two different islands. Exactly.
It was not on the island with the school.
No.
Okay. And then you made from this island with the internet connection, with the hotel, direct Wi-Fi connection to your island over the sea.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so it was not possible to make it straight away because we couldn't find a position that you can see from our village, from the roof of our school, and
to the hotel of the main.
To the hotel of the other island called Nosy Be.
So you made a relay.
A relay, exactly. We call it Nosikamba Relay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's composed of two antenna and solar panel to give power, and so one antenna received the signal from Nosy Be and the other one resend it to the campus. You can see down in some pictures. You'll be able to see down the.
And
did I get
that right? The school itself had no electricity, no stable.
No, the school has solar panel.
Okay.
To give power to the Wi-Fi equipment.
And the relay station and the also had a solar power.
Yes.
Okay.
There is.
So your whole internet connection is solar powered and only working.
Not only solar panel.
Also
goes down. We sometimes we use a generator.
Okay. Okay.
At the school, the an antitone in the village of Nosikamba, and in Nosy Be we use the
grid.
The power from the city.
But the relay station is only solar powered.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
True. And so we have a lot of data about that.
Yeah.
And if you once would like to ask to the head of project Xavier for more data, if anyone wants to make a Wi-Fi connection on long distance, long shot, no problem. We will love to share it. So the end of it, and you'll find some pictures of Xavier showing it, pointing it with his finger, is you give the internet at the end on this very tiny remoted campus where there are only three schools, well, which is quite a big number for the island, but it's not that much regarding to the rest of the world. And so on this little island, on this little village, on this little campus, we give the internet connection to the children through the XO. And look at the smile, if you go on the internet.
A lot of pictures, yes.
Those little child with the Google Madagascar, the first connection, and now it works. And now we have, you know, to
And how many years now is the internet in this school in use?
It makes only 3 months.
3 months, so it's very fresh.
Yes, it's very fresh.
And you have some reports what the children are doing with the internet, or doing something at all?
This is the main issues of the next days.
Yeah.
We're going to have to organize with my friend Stefano living in the village, and with the teacher, in order to make, how are they going to report what they do through phone, through mails, through books. When are we going to have those information through phone, directly, through internet, with the mail?
Okay.
Or maybe when we'll come back on 2012? Because we'll come back. We always come back.
Okay.
And the next projects are to make even better connection for, you know, to change the few details that might help the architecture to work better first, then to work very well on what are we going to do with the internet for children, because this is the main question, because very good, you have XOs, and there's a lot of content in it, but then you give a window to the world, and so some places in the world are very nice and very interesting for children, some other might be not that much. So
you imagine children in Africa watching YouTube porn and
yes, exactly. Yes, it might be something, or even not the children, but their parents or grandbrothers and sisters. So
and
yes, we'll have
the
to manage
160 XOs, they are really deployed to the children, or they're in this school and closed away at evening?
They are really deployed to the children. The children come home with it.
Yeah.
And for example, nowadays where you are, my friend, you can see some XOs behind the windows.
Yeah.
On your left, they come right away from Nosikomba.
Okay.
And if you have a very special look at them, very close, you'll see some little piece of mud kept on it. You'll be able to see those XO back from Madagascar, and you can see the boxes where they were given in. So as
we
you see can
see, really, really African dirt on XOs.
Well, actually, African or Earth from Earth, you know.
Yes.
But it's
Earth
mud.
From
it looks like
from
some Earth.
Indian Ocean.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
so this one is a brand new one.
Okay.
And on the left, you can see one after 2 years.
Okay, it's more dirty.
And also, you can see the box. Something interesting. The box still exists. It's dirty.
Yeah.
But it's still very, you know, quite strong to protect the XO and to keep it.
Okay.
To keep the box.
One basic question. How many people you have there to teach the usage of the XOs?
Well, we
or you
we,
just dump them and say,
no,
get
we,
lucky yourself.
No, no. We work with the teacher.
Yeah.
The primary school teachers, they're all trained.
Okay.
And they all have one laptop, one
okay.
XO, to work with it and with the children.
Okay. And
therefore.
And then was there a question about, well, you're now giving one village children laptops and Wi-Fi connection, and I figure this is not a very rich area of the world. Didn't you fear that someone will climb up to the relay station and remove the solar panel or try to steal the laptops from the children and sell them on the black market?
The question of the laptops and the stolen of the laptops is a real issue, and we are doing as much politics and social discussion with the villagers and the institution to say, well, we give that to the children and we hope that you'll help us to protect them. And they do. The parents are really getting very strongly involved in the protection of the XO of the children. So about that, we work a lot, but it's never enough. It's never enough. So we keep that in mind and we do the best we can. And about the Wi-Fi, so this is even worse, because you leave a mast with two antennas, with Wi-Fi equipment
and
with
photovoltaic,
a solar panel.
Yeah.
Yes,
and batteries.
And batteries. And photovoltaic stuff, batteries and panel, they are always stolen in this area of the world.
Yeah,
it's very used.
But not in the whole world.
Yes, I mean,
in Europe, you usually mount them on poles. And
yes, but yes, but in those countries, it's not very easy to climb the house or to get the solar panel. So they stole it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we made some metallical box with a lock, actually with two locks, to protect everything, every equipment, batteries and Wi-Fi equipment. And about the panel, it is solder on the top of the mast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to remove the solar panel, you'll break it, and you broke everything on the thing. So we hope it will discourage the people to do it.
But you have no contract with some guardman or something.
No, we are working with this village and is inhabited for 20 years. With
so
my
you
friend,
hope that so. The whole village will protect the investment.
It is them. It is their Wi-Fi thing. So yes.
And you plan to go back to the island yourself?
Yes. Yes, myself. Regarding my. Disponibilities because I'm worker, but when I'll be able, I'll go back next summer for sure, and I will send a lot of my friend and a member of OLPC France to come back to watch about that and to manage it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I wish you the best success, and I see you're a very happy man. I think it's reflecting your kind of work that you're doing there. I wish you the best.
Thank you very much for your time and your attention.
Okay. Wow, great.